With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Two legislative committees have been assigned bills authored by Northwood's legislators to hold hearings on creating a task force to examine factors contributing to violence against tribal women and girls. Ken Krall talks with one of the authors.
State Senator Janet Bewley of Mason and Representatives Beth Myers of Bayfield and Amanda Stuck of Appleton brought forth the measures. The three Democrats presented the bills to a recent meeting in Lac des Flambeaux. Bewley says getting information is key.
That it seeks to get data, to get information, and to engage Indigenous women and representatives of the tribes themselves to decide what we can do about this. The getting the data, getting the participation of the tribes is the first very important step.
Bewley says the data would then be presented in a report to the legislature and the tribes. Data from the U.S. Department of Justice shows that tribal women and girls face murder rates of more than 10 times the national average. Homicide is the third leading cause of death for Indigenous females between the ages of 10 and 24 years old.
Where's the discrepancy? Why are we not finding that missing Indigenous women are not being reported and therefore actively pursued? If we don't know how serious the problem is and what kinds of things are being done right now, how can we even get better at it?
The bills have been assigned to committee in the state Senate. It was assigned to the Committee on Government Operations, Technology, and Consumer Protection. And in the Assembly, it was assigned to the Assembly Committee on State Affairs, which is chaired by Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander. The legislators are asking the respective chairs of these committees to hold public hearings on the bills, and Bewley hopes there is public support for the hearings. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is announcing a $100,000 challenge to combat white nose syndrome, a lethal fungus that has killed millions of bats in North America and pushed some native bat species to the brink of extinction. Funding will be awarded to individuals who identify innovative ways to permanently eradicate, weaken, or disarm the disease. White nose syndrome is caused by a fungus that sometimes looks like white fuzz on bats' muzzles and wings. The fungus infects bats during hibernation. Impacted bats wake up more frequently and often die of dehydration and starvation before spring arrives. The Fish and Wildlife Service's Dr. Jonathan Reichard details the effort.
This is an effort to reach out for innovative ideas to the broad community. We are seeking ideas to knock down, eliminate, disable the fungus that causes white nose syndrome.
Dr. Reichard says the money will help pinpoint the most effective strategies to battle the fungus. Biologists first observed the impacts of white nose syndrome in 2007 in caves near Albany, New York. Since then, white nose syndrome has been confirmed in 33 states and 7 Canadian provinces. At some affected sites, 90 to 100% of bats have disappeared. Bats are estimated to save farmers at least $3.7 billion per year in pest control services. Additional information regarding rules and eligibility is available at the websites whitenosesyndrome.org and on challenge.gov. The Oneida County Tourism Council is launching the first-ever Taste of Oneida County Restaurant Week today through the weekend. The countywide event is meant to draw attention to the area's plentiful food offerings, from traditional Northwoods fare to ethnic restaurants and craft breweries. President of the Oneida County Tourism Council, Crystal Westfall, details the new promotion.
Travel Wisconsin has generously helped support our brand-new Restaurant Week through our Oneida County Tourism Council. It's a brand new event, and we are super, super excited to showcase unique and interesting tastes in the Northwoods.
Westfall says more than a dozen restaurants are taking part in the inaugural Taste of Oneida County Restaurant Week, each having put together unique menus and deals just for the occasion. Westfall says diners can visit a special website to see what each establishment is offering, along with a map that plots their location in the county, hours, and more information.
So you can actually look it up through onenorthwoods.com. That's Oneida County, shortened to one. Onenorthwoods.com has all of the information about Taste of Oneida County, and you can find out who the participants are, what their menu is for that week, and what the deals are or possible events that they're going to be hosting along the same time.
She says they held the week so locals and visitors can experience an establishment that maybe they haven't been to before. It's also being held during a time when there are fewer visitors to the area. Westfall says there's a cocktail tour of Tomahawk, a fall fashion wine-up happening in Rhinelander, including a fashion show, drinks and appetizers, and private shopping. It also includes the opening of the Nicolay Players performance of The Art of Dining at the college. Other events can be found on the Taste of Oneida County website. We have a link at WXPR.org. It looks like Governor Tony Evers' pick for State Agriculture Secretary will not be confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says he asked the department, or asked rather the Democratic governor, to withdraw his nomination of Brad Pfaff to lead the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Senate was to vote on the appointment this week, but Fitzgerald doesn't believe Pfaff has the votes to be confirmed. Governor Evers called the decision astonishing in the middle of a dairy crisis and trade war. A report from the American Farm Bureau Federation finds more bankruptcy filings by Wisconsin farmers than in any other state. The report put the nationwide increase at 24% over the previous year, covering the 12 months ending in September 30th. Several weather incidents and trade disputes were major factors. Wisconsin led the country for a second straight year. The USDA estimates farm revenue at $88 billion for the year, 29% below the record set in 2013. Our forecast today, cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow showers, and a high near 37. For tonight, isolated snow showers early, then scattered flurries, gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 19. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 28. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.